This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. I heard the story of Sir Michael Coss, the celebrated conductor who was holding a rehearsal. And as the mighty chorus rang out, accompanied by, well, lots and lots of instruments, the piccolo player, thinking perhaps that his contribution would not be missed amid all the music, stopped playing. And suddenly the great conductor stopped and cried out, "Where's the piccolo?" Michael Coss knew something was missing, even though the player thought it really wouldn't matter at the time. So to a professional conductor, there are no insignificant instruments in that orchestra, sometimes the smallest and sometimes the least important instrument, so we think that can make the greatest contribution. The piccolo had its place, and even if the audience missed it, the conductor knew straight away. And in life, I think there's something here that we think our contribution is nothing much. We feel we don't have really a lot to offer, so what does it matter? It's really a shame that some people feel so worthless and helpless that they stop playing altogether, as it were, and they give up on life. But I'm here to say that our eternal God, the divine conductor, he never misses your contribution. Whatever God wants you to do, that's vitally important for him, for you, and for other people. So don't bury your talent. Put it in service for God to bless and use. When Nelson Mandela was made president back in 1994, he offered this challenge. He said, "You are a child of God. Your playing small," he said, "doesn't really serve the world. We were born to make manifest the glory of God. It's not just some of us," he said, "it's everyone." So Nelson Mandela believed that everyone can make a special contribution. It's true. We have a talent. Everyone's got a talent that's given by God to be used by us. The problem occurs when we're frightened. We want to not let go and let God do his work in us and bless that talent. But God expects us to do something for him. And I think he's placed within this earth all manner of resources which we can take and bring into the plan of God. So whatever you do, you can do it for him. Whether it's simple things like planting a garden, you might prune a rose, for example, bringing up the family, or building a house, whatever it is that you do, we should realize that our lives have significance and that God has brought us here for a reason. And that's why the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, "Whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God." Have a look at that sometime in your own Bible, 1 Corinthians 10, 31. So don't hide your talent under a bushel. Paul told the Christians in Rome, "We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us." That's Romans 12, verse 6. Remember, you probably have undiscovered talents. It's not too late to try something new, and you can always improve the talents of God. Of course, look for the opportunities to do that. Interesting to read in the Bible about Moses, who felt he had nothing to offer God. But of course, God had other ideas. He called him to a big assignment, and it was as if Moses said, "Look, Lord, I'm not a public speaker. You know I stutter a bit. I mean, why would you want these lips of mine?" And it seems that God says, "Tell me, Moses, who made the deaf man deaf and all the blind? Didn't I, the Lord your God, make them? So just do as I tell you, and I promise I will be with your lips and I'll show you what to say." And that's based on Exodus 4, 10 to 13. Now, poor old Moses still wasn't 100% convinced, but he obeyed, still thinking he didn't have much to offer. So I'm talking here about God's touch in our lives. So whatever the talents you have, whether they're just a few or a lot, and of course some people are gifted, whatever area it is, particularly in the church, of course, God can use and God can bless. And of course, every person has a part to play in life, and make sure that you do your part. Well, Eternal Father, your steadfast love endures forever. And Lord, we're aware of your faithfulness to generations gone by, and I pray that each new generation will be open and responsive to the love and faithfulness of God. Fill each person, Lord, with your Holy Spirit and energize them to be the people that you want them to be. And I offer this prayer in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.